Hello everyone and welcome to the Future Tech Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Fernando. In this podcast show, we cover all the latest and the greatest in the world of tech, including AI, blockchain, future mobility, machine learning, automation, data centers, data analytics, big data, storage, cybersecurity, and lots more.
We have Shiraz from InvixCM, and we'll talk about the products and solutions they offer on the market and the demand they see for biometric access solutions on the market as well. So thank you, Shiraz, once again for speaking to us.
Most welcome. My pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
Thank you. So we can start with a brief about what InvixCM is all about, the products and solutions you offer on the market.
Absolutely. So InvixCM is headquartered in Toronto, Canada. We have four offices. We have an office in India. We have an office in Dubai, as well as in the US. And we are primarily, we call ourselves a new age biometric solution provider using touchless technologies like facial recognition and finger vein and also fingerprint solutions for the purposes of securing work sites, infrastructure, enterprises. We call it, access control, workforce management, smart building automation. We offer, software solutions like, time and attendance solutions, visitor management, health screening. And our whole purpose is to bring, the new technologies to this industry, which is primarily security and has been quite antiquated. And we feel that we are modernizing it by making sure that new technologies are introduced to the market, remain secure, but also is relatively easy for installers to install, for integrators to integrate, and for end users to use.
Okay, so what sort of demand do you see for the biometric access solutions in this market?
The biometric demand was creeping up even before COVID-19 spread around the world. However, there was a drastic change in the type of biometrics that that were being used post the pandemic, meaning fingerprint was the most prominent biometric prior, and touchless technologies like facial recognition primarily became the most prominent biometric technology being used. And the world going, we all know that in the past 2 years, the digital transformation has been absolutely fascinating. And because of that, not just in access control or workforce management, but in many aspects, whether it be cybersecurity, whether it be banking, whether it be the way people order food, in all aspects, authenticating people has become very, very necessary. And there is no better way of proving you are who you say you are other than biometrics. Talking about the products and solutions that we have and the markets that we focus on, which is access control and workforce management. Once again, yes, there is a lot of aspects about work from home, but there is very little information about the fact that 80% of the workforce of the world cannot work from home because they have to work on site in agriculture, in petrochemical industries, in different types of industries that just are deskless, as I call it. And providing touchless access control, touchless time tracking, touchless visitor management is extremely, extremely important. And I think in the past 2 years, biometrics has achieved more than a decade worth of adoption. Very exciting times.
Okay. Sounds interesting. When you say that 80% of the workforce is on site, on ground, what about the rest 20%? I mean, people who are working from home, or maybe the hybrid working environment that companies have adopted over the past 1.5 years. Do you see demand for such solutions increasing over a period of time?
No, definitely. Because when we say work from home or hybrid work environment, mobile phones, laptops, tablets have become quite prominent. And as I'm sure you use it too. But whether it's an Android phone or whether it's an Apple phone or whether it's a tablet, the most of those gadgets they have biometrics being used to authenticate people. And it becomes all the more necessary even for you know, people that are working from home or hybrid to, you know, authenticate themselves so that, you know, employers can, you know, track their time depending on the industry that they're working on, et cetera, as well as for cybersecurity to make sure that the right people are logging onto the devices, et cetera. And when it comes to hybrid, you know, on work sites, whether offices or enterprises or buildings, you know, putting, you know, touchless technologies for access control so that, you know, no receptionist is required or no administrator is required. You know, people are enrolled and, you know, they show up to the office whenever they want to have a meeting or want to do something. They basically stand in front of a product like IXM Titan or T-Face that we have in our portfolio, and their face gets authenticated and they can get access to the premises, and the employer doesn't have to worry about whether the right people entered the building or not.
Okay. Can we briefly talk about your channel community as well in the region? What sort of channel partners do you work with? What kind of products, programs you run for them? Certification and training programs as well?
Yeah, definitely. So we are primarily a channel. We sell through the channel. And when I say channel, we sell, depending on the country, depending on the region, we sell through system integrators, and we also have distributors in many countries in the Middle East and Africa. So global partners like, you know, Honeywell, Lenel, Gallagher, Siemens, etc. We sell through. We have global agreements with them, and we participate in the projects that they execute. Large infrastructure projects. And we are fully integrated with their solutions. And then there are many more, like NIDAP, for example. So that's one channel that we have. Then we have, distributors, because, you know, we can't be everywhere. So we have, we take advantage of large-scale distributors or value-added resellers in the region. And we have, we don't have too many, and that's by design. Like, we want to make sure that we have few but like-minded with like strategy partners in the region that basically can augment their brand using our solutions and can also protect the reputation of the Invixim brand. We are very particular when it comes to making sure that the integrators that install our products are fully certified by Invixim. We have a certification program, and we also have an iconic onboarding program. So if you appoint a distributor in the region, we go through a 2 to 3 day comprehensive onboarding where we train them on every aspect of how to sell Invixim products, the unique value propositions, how we support, how we ship, et cetera, et cetera. So Middle East is one of the largest regions for Invixim. And that's one of the fundamental reasons we participate at every Intersect, and we do roadshows, and we partner with media agencies, like Amber and Zane and yourself. So we will continue to invest in the region. We have an office on the ground. We have people on the ground now, and we have all intentions to keep growing the team and our network in 2022 and beyond.
Okay. So for this year, in terms of, say, new solutions or new markets, what kind of strategies do you have in mind?
It's perfect timing for this question. Like, we obviously, finished a strong 2021 and just finalized our roadmaps and strategies for 2022 and beyond. And we have decided that we're going to continue to focus on, touchless technology. So we have come out with a new product we launched at Intersect called the T-Face. It's basically a more affordable, facial recognition solution. Our flagship is the IXM Titan, which has done really well in the region. But we also decided that we're going to focus on real problem solving, not just come out with new features, but also come out with market relevant solutions. So whether it be, visitor management to augment the products that we have, time tracking, we are investing in that. We have just launched a mobile app, the workforce that you were talking about, the work from home type of workforce. So, people don't have to stand in line to get themselves enrolled or registered. A lot of things can basically be done on the phone.
Okay. And we briefly spoke about Intersect. So I would like to also ask, what were the key achievements from your participation at Intersect recently?
We were we were one of the few companies that actually launched something new at Intersect. A lot of companies just came to make sure, but as I said, there was a lot of anxiety. So number one, it was the absolute right decision. We were anxious as well on, there was the Omicron news and Omicron was spreading, but we made the absolute right choice to be at Intersect. It was really important to show the presence that we are still here, we are still innovating. We have not, downsized, or, we have not stopped investing in R&D. So it was very important to show to, the Intersect crowd, I would say, that, Invexium is there, live, kicking. That's number one. Number two, as I mentioned, if there were 100 visitors that showed up in the past, there would be, 30%, 40% that would be high quality visitors. This time, I would say there was maybe 50, 60% of the total footfall, but the quality was more like 75, 80%. So we walked away from the show with new relationships. We actually signed 3 or 4 new agreements with new partners and existing partners. So for us, it was not even a second of regret of taking the risk and then coming over all the way from Canada to be at Intersect. Plus, we also had a new team on the ground which we had brought on about a year ago, and it was really good to showcase to the world that Invexium's here and it's grown and we have a local presence now as well.
So thank you, Shiraz, for taking some time to speak to us. And it was a great opportunity to understand what Invexium is all about and the products and solutions you offer in the market and your partnerships as well. And we look forward to speaking to you again in the future.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Chris, for the opportunity. And it was an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much.